decided that if we wanted to be right in style, we'd better get one of these here Hail Columbia Happy Land talking machines. So I hitched up the old man, went over to Newbury Street and bought one. I just got it loaded into the hind end of my wagon when that clerk hollered after me and says, hey there, mister, you need some records to go with that machine. I says, hold your horses, son. No extras for me this trip. I may get some of them later. Get up there, Jeremiah. And I drove off and left him. Well, that evening, Mom and me thought we'd have a little music. So I wound the thing up and started a whirling. But it didn't make no sound. Not a sound. I put my ear down and listened all over it, but I couldn't hear a thing. Not a thing. Well, I was mad. And I went to the telephone and called up that clerk, and I says to him, say, young fella, that there Hail Columbia Happy Land talking singing machine of yours don't make no noise. How in Sam Hill do you make it go? Well, he sassed me right to my face and said if I hadn't been in such a darn hurry to go, he was going to tell me. He said I had to have some selections and some needles to make it work. Needles, I says, young man, you made a little mistake. I bought a singing machine, not a sewing machine. Well, he said it wouldn't sing, nor play, nor talk, nor nothing without needles. So I told him to send me a good lively tune and a needle and a spool of thread to sew it on with, and I'd try it again. Well, when we finally got it to going, it played a mighty good tune. I swam to man if it didn't swing along something like an old camp meeting tune we used to sing. The name of it was Hesitation Waltz. Well, we played it and played it for about a couple of weeks and got it most learned by heart. And one day George Macklem come in and says, Uncle Zed, why don't you play the other side of your tune? Well, I never thought of that, and he flopped that over on its back and played another tune, most good for Buster. That was called One Step, but by Jiminy Crickets, it sounded to me like a whole flight of stairs. Well, one day I was down to Bradford with a load of hogs, and I was getting my hair cut in the barber shop, when all of a sudden, I heard my Hesitation Waltz going. Well, I jumped up with that apron round my neck and shouted, somebody stole my tune. But the barber says, oh, sit down, I guess you're stealing teeth when you get your hair cut with it. Well, after I got all trimmed up, I listened all round, but it had stopped, and I couldn't find it nowhere. But the most curious thing about it was, when I got home, there was my tune right on the machine where I left it. Talk about your mysteries. Well, Marais says probably they made two needles just alike by mistake, but I believe it was the spirit. Want to hear a tune?
Dog. You can write up and yell. Hey, then you have reading too. You knew every word and a lot of other words that teacher never heard.
Every question the teacher asked you, see, you always knew.
But the smartest kid in school had the desk in front of you.
I'd like to live always in those happy-go-lucky days.
Birthday party, gee, the games were rough. We played foot in the corner and blind man fuck.
Well, they hit me in the face, and I'm telling you, I laid in the corner for an hour or two.
Chewing the string was a game you couldn't miss. Every boy and girl played as good as get a kiss.
Well, when it came to my turn, I didn't get a thing, because I got so upset to fall of a gosh darn string.
Then they said that every child in the place would see who could make the funniest thing.
Well, they gave me the prize, but I began to fall, because I really hadn't been playing at all.
Happy-go-lucky days, days of the old golden rule. How we ate our lunches by the good old swimming pool.
How they grabbed for the cake, nobody waited like they should.
But the seven pieces I got all tasted mighty good.
I'd like to live always in those happy-go-lucky days.
Little Willie ate a piece of apple pie right before he went to bed. Though he couldn't count the sheep, and by and by he had funny dreams instead. Willie dreamed about the bunnies, and each one paid him a call. One by one they came a-marching in his room, and a good time was had by all.
Take a look at Crazy Cat, how the kiddies go for that, laughing at the bunnies. Here is Mr. Mickey Mouse, seeing stinking in the house, laughing at the bunnies. Hey there, Skippy, hear the kids all shout, what the matter, ain't you coming now? Hear that drum, although it sounds tin canny,
I'll bet you know the drummer,
Little Orphan Annie. Bonnie, Google, and the source, they were surely there, of course. Something happened, what do you suppose? Popeye had an awful flight, hit the villain right upon the nose. Ken and Maggie landed in a lump, bringing up Father and Dandy Gump. Mama's little curly head took a fall right out of bed, laughing at the funny. Ha, ha, ha! Collegiate lad, telling Lilith of the funny hand. There's a fellow that is one square shooter.
Yes, sir, you're looking.
Right at Joe Palooka. Here is Happy Hooligan, going back to school again, learning something different every day. Look at wealthy Uncle Bim, someone ought to marry him, I say. Ape Gabizzle sits inside a hut, building an airplane with Boop McDuck. Mama's little girly head took a fall right out of bed, laughing at the funny.
What?
Thank you. children's party line.
On a sultry summer day, I just finished making hay and was driving to the store for a binder twine.
Binder twine.
When the wind began to roar and the rain began to pour, then the lightning struck the Coon Creek party line.
Party line.
Pappy said Aunt Lizzie swore when it knocked her to the floor, he was sure it tore her ribs loose from her spine.
From her spine.
But it seems that old Aunt Liz lost her gout and rheumatiz when the lightning struck the Coon Creek party line.
Party line. Oh, the golden splinters flew and the wire snapped in two. They fell among the wild cucumber vines. It was sure an awful thing. Not a single phone could ring when the lightning struck the Coon Creek party line.
To our neighbor boy, name of Cole, descended from that feudin' family, gone to rest in peace. Whoa, this here lad sure went bad. Seems he had a yen to buy a violin and bow. Dad burned it, don't you know? He traded in his rifle and he bought himself a fiddle and the finger that he used upon his triggers. Play triggers by jiggers, he sure did fine. All the folks knew why the birds were flying low down. You can bet your life it's that hillbilly hype. It's a teaching him a country hoedown. Old folks would enjoy their favorite tune that's played by Mr. Coy. How he did. Yes, sir, that's all he did. And folks would clip their lid to hear him play
or even sound his A.
No doubt his name was spread about, and Arthur Godfrey Scout heard of this boy, so he auditioned Coy. He made the parade, but on that same parade another fiddler played. It was a dame, and Martin was her name. Then and there the same old battle brewed, the Martins and the Coys in the fiddle faddle feud. The folks begin a cheering for Miss Martin. Luke Sarton, Shitty Barton, the big prize home. Then Coy, he played away beyond compare. But they wound up in the middle, just a playing second fiddle to the third man, a zither player. But the love bug lit
They both was bit, and so he popped a question they got with. And tis said they spent their honeymoon in Arthur Fiedler's fiddle section.
Was you ever at a burlesque show where the girls all line up in a row? There's nobody seem to be ashamed when the girls start to shed their things and making goo-goo eyes. At the burlesque show, when the red hot women, they begin to swing, all the bald-headed men don't miss a thing. All the pink panties look till their eyes get sore. Clean my focus and the peeps some more. The body tries to get a front seat where they can peep and peep and peep at the red hot queen of the burlesque show. He's almost dead with the burlesque show. This is what he said. Make an old man young and a young man spry. Let's she slide down and give us a try at the red hot queen of the burlesque show. When the red hot women, they begin to swing, all the bald-headed men don't miss a thing. Oh, the pink bandit look till her eyes get sore. My vocals and the peep some more. The body tries to get the front seat where they can peep and peep and peep at the red hot queen of the burlesque show.
Thank you. double pastry dishes. Bagels and lox of vitals, bagels and lox delightful, much more in demand than kashik fishes. Just a herring and some potatoes can build the fish just like mama made us. We're drooling, no fooling, since I'm a fire. Yeah. But if you want the right snack for breakfast or a night snack, get your yaks with Bagelagelag. Speak of combinations, ham and eggs or franks and beans, corned beef and cabbage or chopped onions and sardines. Each is a great combination, but the best dish in the nation. Bagels and lox delicious, bagels and lox nutritious, the most famous of all tasty dishes. Bagels and lox of vital, bagels and lox delightful, much more in demand than kashik fishes. Take herring and some potatoes can build the fish just like mama made us. We're drooling, no fooling, since I'm a high, yeah. But if you want the right snack for breakfast or a night snack, get your yaks with Bagelagelag. Gee, I suffered plenty while doing 1 to 20. I couldn't eat a thing while doing time. I longed for sour pickle and a schnickel for a nickel, but a nickel for a schnickel cost a dime. You took it on the land, but the coppers caught you, Sam, and in jail you ate that Hazarical stew. Now on your return, you'll be happy when you learn that we have a very tasty dish for you. You know what? Bagels and lox delicious, bagels and lox nutritious, the most famous of all tasty dishes. Just take herring and some potatoes, get filled the fish just like mama made us. We're drooling, no fooling, since I'm a high, yeah. But if you want the right snack for breakfast or a night snack, get your yaks with Bagelagelag.
Hiya! My name is Slimy. I'm a subway train, the Bronx Express. Every day as I ride around, I sing this song. I'm Slimy, the subway train. Clickety, clackety, clickety, clackety. I ride in sun and rain. Clickety, clackety, clop. I am the Bronx Express. Clickety, clackety, clickety, clackety. I'll always be unless I clickety, clackety, stop. Clickety, clackety, clickety, clackety, clickety, clackety. Woo, woo! I was very happy riding back and forth in the Bronx till one day when I heard the conductor say,
"Hey, Slimy! All aboard for Brooklyn!"
Brooklyn? I don't want to go to Brooklyn. I like the Bronx. Please don't make me go to Brooklyn.
Orders are orders. Anyway, Brooklyn's a wonderful place. You'll love it, Slimy. Let's go to Coney Island.
I'm Slimy, the subway train. So we went to Brooklyn, and you know what? I had a lot of fun at Coney Island. We had peanuts and popcorn and rode on the loop-de-loop, played lots of games and came down on a parachute. We ate hot dogs by the pound and I took a ride on a merry-go-round. And you'll never guess who I met there. I'm just a horse that goes round and round, round and round all day. How are you the horse in Coney Island, imagine?
Next stop, Prospect Park.
I'm Slimy, the subway train. Prospect Park, it's pretty, you know. We went round and fed the squirrels. We played games with the boys and girls. We stayed there until it was dark in Brooklyn's beautiful Prospect Park.
Next stop, Ebbets Field.
I'm Slimy, the subway train. Ebbets Field. I never saw a ball game. Oh, gee, what fun. There go the Brooklyn Dodgers to score another run. And you know what?
No, what?
They won. Gee, what a day. I had a wonderful time. I love the Bronx, but Brooklyn's a swell place too, you know?
Hey, Sloimy! Time to go back to the Bronx. All aboard!
Ready! I'm Slimy, come take a ride. Clickety clackety, clickety clackety, hop on, there's room inside. Clickety clackety, stop. I'm the Brooklyn and Bronx Express. Clickety clackety, clickety clackety, I'll always be unless I clickety clackety, stop. Clickety clackety, clickety clackety, clickety clackety, woo woo!
Well, sure, I've gone and done it. Yes, sir, Nancy nagged at me till I bought an automobile. It come one day last week, and Nancy ain't been as tickled over anything since her crazy quilt took a prize at the county fair as she was over that joy wagon. Well, I felt it in my bones I'd made a fool of myself, or soon would, so next day I filled it full of gasoline and got all ready to take Nancy, Jim Lawson, and Ezra Hoskins out for a ride. I got out the book of rules, and the more I read it, the less I knew about the innards of that machine. Jim said I had to turn a crank to shoot it off. I turned that crank until my eyes stuck out, but it wouldn't budge. Nancy said the bobbin was wound too tight, or else the shuttle was threaded wrong. By that time, all Punkin Center was there and giving advice. Lige Willis said I ought to talk kindly to it and offer it some oats. Hank Weaver said I ought to lead it around for a spell until it got to know me. And Cy Pettengill said maybe I hadn't watered it yet, and Deacon Witherspoon wanted to offer prayer. Well, I grabbed hold of that crank again, and it flew back and hit me on the shins, and I sat down in the yard to think it over, and Nancy said the language I used was just shameful. Just then, Jim Lawson said, "Don't this plug go in somewhere?" We found where it went, and I turned the crank, and that machine began to rear and snort. It run over Hank Weaver's dog, tore a hole through Willett's picket fence, knocked over Cy Pettengill's beehives, and kept right on a-going. Well, I worked every lever that machine had, and every one made it go faster. Nancy was screaming, Ezra Hoskins was praying, and it wouldn't be right to tell what Jim Lawson was doing, but Nancy said it sounded like he was talking to the Lord. Just then we went through Ab Whitaker's wheat field and got it on fire, and I managed to steer it out onto the turnpike road, but that didn't help matters any, 'cause it only hit the road once in a while. It tore down the toll gate, ripped off one side of the covered bridge, then started off through Jabe Fisher's pasture and killed four sheep and a calf, and then run into a haystack and blowed up. All I've got to show for that joy ride is a broken leg, some rubber tires, six lawsuits, and a mortgage on the farm. Nancy said if we ever own another one, we'll have a regular chiffonier to run it. I ain't saying much, but I've got a lingering suspicion that all my joyriding will be done in an old buckboard wagon.
I think I oughtn't ought to anymore. Sung by Edward Meeker, Edison Record. I own a little auto, though I oughtn't, I'll admit. It's filled my life with care. I'm losing all my hair. For every time I start it up, there's something sure to split. I don't know how to fix it, so I think I'd better quit. Last night I had a breakdown and I almost gave up hope. A washer came apart, that's why it wouldn't start. I sent a boy for washers, but he was an awful dope. He brought me back a scrubbing brush, a towel, and some soap. Oh, I think I oughtn't ought to anymore. For autoing is losing all its fun. The tires start to swearing and the motor needs repairing. When you think it's fixed, your trouble's just begun. Pedestrians have lost their sense of humor. When you run one of them over, he'll get sore. If your auto kills a copper, some old fool will make it stop her. So I think I ought not to anymore. Last summer I was slaying in my little runabout. I slayed some sheep and hogs and 37 dogs. If I'd have had a faster car, I'd not the slightest doubt. I might have slew a cow or two if there were any out. I knocked a fellow speechless just beside the village green. He grabbed my hub and spoke. He took it as a joke. I paid a blacksmith 25 to patch up my machine. And then I found the man I struck drank all my gasoline. So I think I ought not to anymore, for autoing's a terrible expense. The farmers want to sue you, they have horses trained to do you, and if you don't hit them first, they'll take offense. They'll collar you if they should find you speeding. It's fine for them, that's what the fine is for. Once I paid $200 for two automobile collars, and I think I ought not to anymore.
A couple once were seated in a little motor car. They were sweethearts and they didn't care who knew. They were holding hands together as the motor loudly roared, and the price of gas went up to 22. He was an automobile mechanic working steady throughout the year. And in terms of his profession, he whispered in her ear, "Will you love me when my carburetor is busted? Will you love me when I cannot shift my gear? Will you love me when I need a new condenser? When my clutch begins to slip, will you shed tears? Will you love me when my battery needs recharging? Will you love me when my pump is on the blink? When I haven't got a cent and my connecting rod is bent? Will you love me when my jalopy is a wreck? Will you love me when my vacuum cup is empty? Will you love me when my rear end's worn and torn? You love me when my rim rod's old and rusty? You love me when I cannot blow my horn? Will you love me when my inner tube is busted? Will you love me when my tank begins to leak? When the junk man says no use and me nuts and bolts are loose? Will you love me when my jalopy is a wreck? When my carburetor is busted, will you love me when I cannot shift my gear? Will you love me when I need a new condenser? When my clutch begins to slip, will you shed tears? Will you love me when my battery needs recharging? Will you love me when my pump is on the blue? When I haven't got a cent and my connecting rod is bent? Will you love me when my jalopy is a wreck, oh babe? Will you love me when my jalopy is a wreck?
Oh, free and a choir and a queek, quack, fo, and a quanny, money, does it. Let's go! When I was a boy in the Sourwood Mountains, had a little gal named Silly Lee. We'd go a-walking in Sourwood Mountains, here's what Silly would say to me. How Silly would say to me.
Quee, quack, quanny, money, donny, money, does me. Quee, quack, quee, quack, whoa. Quee, quack, quanny, money, donny, money, does me. Quee, quack, quee, quack, whoa.
Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba, Umba, Umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie, Ali, Umba, 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 Timberlake.
Silly growed up in the Sourwood Mountains, prettiest gal in many a year. I come along, said, Silly, will you kiss me? And she whispered in my ear, she whispered in my ear.
Quee quack, quanny money, donny money does me. Quee quack, quee quack, whoa. Quee quack, quanny money, donny money does me. Quee quack, quee quack, whoa.
Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie Aliumba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie Aliumba.
Had a golden wedding anniversary. I said, silly, safe, silly, do you love me? She replied reluctantly, all real reluctantly.
Quee quack, quanny money, donny money does me. Quee quack, quee quack, whoa. Quee quack, quanny money, donny money does me. Quee quack, quee quack, whoa.
Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie Aliumba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie Aliumba, umba, umba. Oh, Nicodemo, oh, Charlie Aliumba. Oh, Nicodemo.
Good evening, my friends, and welcome once again to the Bit Slap. I'm KBC, and I'm back. Sorry about last week. I spent a couple of days, over 2 weeks, just flat on my back, sick. It turned out it was COVID, but I wasn't coughing a lot. I didn't have a fever, but I was just flat on my back for like 16 hours a day for couple of days. Anyway, I'm back, and we got more stuff for you tonight from the 78s file, the circular 78s file. We started off with Uncle Zed by the Graphophone. I played it before, but it's just too perfect not to. That was Charles Ross Taggart, a fiddling raconteur, quite popular, kind of the vaudeville circuit. Duncan Sisters after that, Happy Go Lucky Days, that's what we had back then. Laughing at the Funnies from Ruby Newman and his Ritz-Carlton Hotel Orchestra featuring the Funny Boners Trio. Of course, on the funny stuff, okay? And that was from 1932, Hoosier Hot Shots, when lightning struck the Coon Creek party line. You know, phones were, you know, a novelty up until the 60s, basically, right? Spike Jones, along with Homer and Jethro, that was Fiddle Faddle, you know what that was. That's another one of those operatic things. At the burlesque show was Rufus Hoffner. Couldn't tell you anything about him. He's got a couple of records, but that's about it. Let's All Sing the Lard Song. That was Bert Furman's Dance Orchestra, back when everything was funny. Bagels and Lox. Let's see. That was Shalom Secunda and his orchestra, along with the Barton Brothers from 1956. Shlomi the Subway Train. Clackety clackety, clickety clackety. Arnold Stang. Remember him? Of course you do. Uncle Josh Buys an Automobile from our old friend, and I do mean old friend, Laughing Cal Stewart from a century ago, maybe, huh? I Think I Oughtn't Ought To Anymore was Edward Meeker, Edward M. Meeker. He's pretty much famous for doing the first recorded version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, I think. I'm not 100% sure. I think I'm making that up. The Automobile Song was Pearl Trio, along with the dulcet stylings of Larry Vincent. He's had a lot of hits like that. Nicodemo was Red Engel and the Natural Seven, featuring a cute little vocal there from somebody named Betty Holland. Never heard of her. 1947, 1927, we heard Harry Bidgood and Go Wash an Elephant. I don't know what to tell you about that one, but it was kind of cool. So there you go. Anyway, we have more for you. Stay tuned.
There's a man of mystery that's roaming through the land. Far and near you hear of him, he's found on every hand. Every city, town, and village knows of him by now. There's a way to recognize him, let me tell you how. Now if your path at midnight dark by a graveyard goes, and someone whistles, why that's Mysterious Bose. Or on some dark and stormy night, while the tempest blows, if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. He sees all, knows all, he gets him everywhere. Now some night, he might wait for you upon the stairs. So when you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes. And if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. By the peep, peep, peep of a flute from down below. If someone whistles, why that's Mysterious Mose. Now if at dawn of an early morn a trumpet softly blows, if someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose. He sees all, knows all, perhaps a clarinet or a bass horn or anything that he can get. He plays on every instrument, but there's just one tune he knows. When someone whistles, that's Mysterious Mose.
Ah,
was a little soldier who is going off to war. He said, I know what I'll do when I hear the cannons roar. The sergeant had him on parade, the soldier's not to blame. He went and stuck his bayonet in the sergeant's what's-her-name. Brunky-doo-delido, Sergeant McGinty busted. Bunky-doo-delido, gather up all the bits. Went to see him change the guard and said to Captain Squirt, you don't know how to change the guard, you couldn't change your shirt. He saw a pretty lady home, they just come from a dance. A bulldog flew at him and bit a lump out of his pants. Bunky-doo-delido, he said it's getting drafty. Bunky-doo-delido, where do we go from here? Little ditty to the natives of Madrid. I then sang put me in my little bed, and so they did. Bunky-doo-delido, somebody threw tomatoes. Bunky-doo-delido, didn't remove the tins. If I can't fight, I'll run. His ruin was complete. The enemy surrounded him and cut off his retreat. Bunky-doo-delido, when he got home to Blighty, Bunky-doo-delido, what did he tell his wife? That soldier boy has had his day. He's getting old and very grey. He's just begun to fight away. Our soldiers never die.
Little sisters, three little sisters, and each one only in a teen. One loved a soldier, one loved a sailor, and one loved a lad from the Marines. Oh, the three little sisters, they were the fairest, from Iceland to the Philippines. So said the soldier, so said the sailor, and so said the lad from the Marines. And when the boys marched away, the girls said they'd be true until the boys come back someday. Now the three little sisters, stay home and read their magazines. You can tell it to the soldiers, tell it to the sailors, and tell it to the Marines. Thank you. little sisters, three little sisters, stay home and read their magazine. You can tell it to the soldiers, tell it to the sailors, and tell it to the Marines.
Yabba-da-bee-bop,
yabba-da-bee-bop.
This is something new to me, when you fool yakoo to me. Ooh, what you do to me, bop.
Yabba-da-bee-bop.
Goes my heart, lips as sweet as muscatel. Make me jingle like a bell. Then comes that dizzy spell. Bop,
bop-a-da-bee-bop.
Goes my heart, jumping with rhythm and romance. Lit up like a Christmas tree, going around in circles. I ain't the square that I used to be. Something new to shout about, must be love without a doubt. Baby, you just knocked me out. Bop, bop, goes my heart. Be-a-ba-da-bee-bop.
Be-a-ba-da-bee-bop.
Be-a-boo-ba-boo-boo-bee-boo-bee-boo-ba-boo-ba-boo-bee-bop. Be-a-ba-da-bee-bop.
Jumping,
rhythm and romance,
lit up
like a Christmas tree,
going around in circles. I ain't the square that I used to be.
Ooh yeah, ooh yeah. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah. Boo-ah-boo-ah-boo-ah-boo-ah-boo-ah-boo-bee-bop.
Jumping with rhythm and romance, lit up like a Christmas tree,
going around in circles. I ain't the square that I used to be.
Something new to shout about, must be love without a doubt.
Baby, you just knocked me out. Be-a-ba-da-bee-bop.
Be-a-ba-da-bee-bop. Bop, 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 draws my heart.
Finally found a fella, almost completely divine. But his vocabulary is killing this romance of mine. We get into an intimate situation, and then begins this Romeo's conversation. He says, murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says. At a time like this, he says, murder, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, solid, he says. Takes me in his arms, he says, solid, he says. Meaning all my charms, he says, solid, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, a chick, you torture me. Zoop, are we living? I'm thinking of leaving him flat. He says, dig, dig, the jumps the old ticker is given. He can't talk plainer than that. He says, murder, he says. Every time we kiss, he says, murder, he says. At a time like this, he says, murder, he says. In that impossible time, it will bring on nobody's murder but his own. He says, Jackson, he says. And my name's Marie, he says, Jackson, he says. Shoot the snoot to me, he says, Jackson, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, whoop, whoop, he says. When he likes my hat, he says, he says. What the heck is that? He says, whoop, whoop, he says. Is that the language of love? He says, a hep, hep with helium now, babe. We're cooking in other expressions to wit. He says, we're into groove, and to groove is good looking. He sounds like his uppers don't fit. He says, murder. He says, murder. And we says, murder. It's oh so quiet. Shh, shh. It's oh so still. Shh, shh. You're all alone. Shh, shh. And so peaceful until you fall in love. Zing, boom, the sky up above. Zing, boom, it's caving in. You've never been so nuts about a guy. You wanna laugh, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die. Till it's over, and then, shh, shh, it's nice and quiet, shh, shh, but soon again, shh, shh, starts another big riot. You blow a fuse, zing, boom, the devil cuts loose, zing, boom, so what's the use? Wham, bam! A falling in love.
Shh. It's all so quiet.
Shh.
Shh. It's all so still.
You ring the bell, bim bam, you shout and you yell, ha ha, oh, you broke the spell. Gee, this is swell, you almost have a fit. This guy is George and I got hit, there's no mistake, cause this is it. Till it's over and then, it's nice and quiet. But soon again, starts another big riot. You blow a fuse, zing, boom, the devil cuts loose, zing, boom, so what's the use? Wham! I'm falling in love. The sky caves in, the devil cuts loose, blow, blow.
Gather round me, children, and I'll tell a story of the mountains in the days when guns was law. When two families got disputing, it was bound to end in shooting. So just listen close and I'll tell you what I saw.
Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys.
And they took up family feuding when they'd meet. Why, they would shoot each other quicker than it took your eye to flicker, and they could knock a squirrel's eye out at 90 feet. All their fighting started one bright Sunday morning, when old Grandpa Coy was full of Mountain Dew. Just as quiet as a church mouse, he stole in the Martins' hen house, 'cause the Coys, they needed eggs for breakfast too.
Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys.
But old Grandpa Coy has gone where angels live. When they found him on the mountain, he was bleeding like a fountain, 'cause they punctured him till he looked like a sieve. After that, they started out to fight in earnest, and they scarred the mountains up with shot and shell. Why, there was uncles, brothers, cousins, say they bumped them off by dozens. Just how many bit the dust, it's hard to tell.
Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys.
At the art of killing, they became quite deft. Now they all know they shouldn't do it, but before they hardly knew it, on each side they only had one person left. Now the sole remaining Martin was a maiden, and as pretty as a picture was this Grace, while the one surviving boy was the handsome Henry Coy, and the folks all knew they'd soon meet face to face.
Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys.
But their shooting and their killing sure played hob, and it didn't bring no joy to know that Grace and Henry Coy, they both had sworn that they would finish up the job. So they finally met upon a mountain pathway, and Henry Coy, he aimed his gun at Grace. Why, he was set to pull the trigger when he saw her pretty figure. You could see that love had kicked him in the face.
Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they was reckless mountain boys.
But they say their ghostly cousin gives you chills, because that hatchet sure was buried when sweet Grace and Henry married. It broke up the best darn feud in these here hills. Now you may think that this is where the story ended, but I'm telling you, them ghosts don't cuss no more, 'cause since Grace and Henry wedded, they fight worse than all the rest did, and they carry on the feud just like before.
Strife. We highly treasure and take great pleasure in our plain way of life.
Along the pleasant byways, beneath the friendly sky.
No courthouse capers, we don't serve papers to trim some other guy.
Our troubles never stick, we get them over quick.
Feudin' and fussin' and a-fightin', sometimes it gets to be excitin'. Don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek. We'll be plumb out of neighbors next week.
Grandma, poor old Grandma,
why'd they have to shoot poor Grandma?
She lies neath the clover.
Someone caught her bending over, picking up a daisy.
Feudin' and fussin' and a-fightin', this is a wrong that needs a rightin'.
Let's give our daughter a pistol now that she's four, and go feudin' and fightin' some more.
You boys know what Mammy said about shooting all of my fellers.
Get him, Len!
Right between the galluses.
Oh, darn, there goes another one.
Feudin' and fightin' and a-fussin', seems like there's something wrong with us.
I sure would like to go spoonin' down by the creek, but I'll be plumb out of boyfriends next week.
Cinderella,
that's me,
and a feller, come here all the way from the city.
Uh-huh.
We shot him in the clover.
To cover that poor man over. Shucks, I never got to kiss him.
Feudin' and fightin' and a-fussin', no use of standing here a-cussin'.
Let's get that
funeral service over, so then we can start in a feudin', fighting and a feudin', feudin' and a fighting again.
Mama is worried, and my papa too. They all upset, bought my sister Sue, cause she's crazy about a hot dog man. Oh, she's always hanging around his stand. She's the funniest gal in the land. Wild about a hot dog man. Yes, sir, she's a fool about a hot dog man. She stays out at night till 3 o'clock, following that man round the block. Oh, she's crazy about a hot dog man. She's always hanging around his stand. She's the funniest gal in the land. She's crazy about a funny looking hot dog man. Crazy about a hot dog man. Maybe some good hot dog makes her love him so, or something else, I don't know. But she's crazy about a hot dog man. She's always hanging around his neck. She's the funniest gal in the land. Wild about a hot dog man. Yes, sir, going crazy about a hot dog man. Ain't no use joking, and it ain't no bluff. That hot dog man must know this stuff, cause she's crazy about that hot dog man. She's always hanging around his stand. She's the funniest gal in the land. Going crazy about a hot dog man. Yes, sir, crazy about a hot dog man. Paul put that hot dog man in jail. My sister Sue, she went his bail, cause she's crazy about that hot dog man. Oh, she's always hanging around his stand. She's the funniest gal in the land. Wild about that hot dog man. Yes, sir, she's a fool about the hot dog man. She's my own dear sister, but I'm forced to say, and there was no hot dog to make you act that way. But she's crazy about that hot dog man. She's always hanging around his thing. She's the funniest gal in the land. What about the hot dog man? I don't know, but she's just a fool about that hot dog man. Listen here, folks, I'm telling you, that hot dog man done put that thing on too, cause she's crazy about that hot dog man. She's always hanging around his stand. She's the funniest gal in the land. Wild about the hot dog man. Yes, sir, that same old hot dog man. All by the clothes, sent her to school. But that hot dog man done turned her fool. Cause she's crazy about a hot dog man. All the funniest gal in the land. She's the funniest gal in the land. What about a hot dog man? Yes, sir, a funny looking hot dog man.
Play with mine.
Yes, baby.
You let me play with the little yo-yo.
Sound good to me, yeah?
For fancy driving, wanna see a guy arriving in low. I'd be satisfied, electrified, I know a guy what takes his time. I hurry up a fair, I always give the air, wouldn't give any Russian gent a smile. I could go for any singer who would condescend to linger a while. But a lullaby would be supplied to have a guy what takes his time. Oh, a guy what takes his time. I'll go for any time. A hasty job really spoils a master's touch. I don't like a big commotion. I'm a demon for slow motion or such. Why should I deny that I would die to know a guy what takes his time? There isn't any fun in getting something done if you're rushed when you have to make the grade. I can spot an amateur, appreciate a connoisseur at his trade. Who would qualify, no alibi, to be the guy what takes his time? Oh, oh, oh.
Tired of being lonely. I need a little hot dog on my so sad. I need a little steamy on my floor. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, huh, Papa? Come on and save your mama's soul, 'cause I need a little sugar in my bowl. Doggone it, I need some sugar in my bowl. I need a little sugar in my bowl. I need a little hot dog between my rolls. You getting different, I've been told. Move your finger, drop something in my bowl. I need a little steamy on my floor. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. Get off your knees, I can't see what you're driving at. It's dark down there, looks like a snake. Come on here and drop something here in my bowl. Stop your fooling and drop something in my bowl.
Today, but the most confusing thing of all to me are those income tax forms. I can't make head or tail out of them, so I called up an expert, a certain Mr. Sachs. Mr. Sachs, whose name is Max, knows all the facts about income tax. He came up to my apartment so I could tell him all that I earn, but instead of CPA, I noticed his mind was on play, and it wasn't with my tax return. Because the first thing he said to me was, Sophie, after looking over your form, I see that you've got a lot of assets. So I politely told him, never mind my assets, they've been frozen for years. Just get on with my tax, because I don't like those rackets. And this is what he said when he looked up my upper brackets. I can juggle any figure, if it's small or if it's bigger, and your figure shows that every year it grows. I'll make everything deductible, because my system's indestructible. And the government knows that a headliner throws dinners and parties, buys tickets to shows. We'll take everything off. First, we'll start with your clothes. He said, I'll take a little off here. I'll take a little off there. And here and there, we'll take off quite a lot. The way he carried on with me, I couldn't relax. I said, behave yourself, Max. He said, don't be silly. It's socialized tax. I'll take a little off here. I'll take a little off there until I've seen every item that you've got. I said, now look, Max, it's been 20 years that I've known you. You're no account accountant. Why did I have to phone you? Are you trying to save me money? Are you going to get me double pneumonia? Max, please take care of my income tax. Well, he sat at my house from 4 p.m. until 10. And then at 11, he took out his pen. He said, I'll straighten everything out and we'll both have a drink. I said, you'll straighten nothing out. Your pen has no ink. 'Cause I'm an upright citizen of the good old USA. I've been upright so long, I'm getting to like it that way. Now I'm going to tell you the facts about my federal tax. I'm a gal who wants to pay, and here's another thing, Max. You've been up here for hours, turning my head. First, your pen has no ink. Now you look half dead. Come up, bring a pencil, and make sure it's got some lead. Max, come pick me up with my
cat. Give me a ticket to Sheboygan.
Now, pardon me there, stranger, but my name is Kay.
Oh, yeah?
I overheard you say that you were gone away.
So what?
Now, I've done lots of traveling, and if I may boast, everybody's heard of me from coast to coast.
Nuts.
Mention my name in Sheboygan. It's the greatest little town in the world. Just tell them all you're an old friend of mine. And every door in town will have a big welcome sign. So mention my name in Sheboygan. And if you ever get in a jam, Just mention my name. I said mention my name, but please don't tell them where I am. While the teletypes are talking and the sirens roar, I'll be hopping on a freighter for a foreign shore.
They love you in Sheboygan?
Love me in Sheboygan.
I'll take a ticket to Paducah.
Paducah? Well, just mention my name in Paducah. It's the greatest little town in the world. I know a gal there you'll simply adore. She was Miss Paducah back in 1904. So mention my name in Paducah. And if you ever get in a mess, just mention my name. I said mention my name, but please don't give her my address. While the teletypes are talking and the sirens roar, I'll be hopping on a freighter for a foreign shore.
They're crazy about you in Paducah?
Crazy about me in Paducah.
I'll take a ticket to Elmira.
Elmira? Well, just mention my name in Elmira. It's the greatest little town in the world. I told the mayor that he would go far. I even gave the sheriff an exploding cigar. Mention my name in Elmira. And if they try to put you in jail, just mention my name. I said mention my name, but please don't write to me for bail. While the teletypes are talking and the sirens roar, I'll be hopping on a freighter for a foreign shore.
They love you in Sheboygan?
Love me in Sheboygan.
Crazy about you in Paducah?
Crazy about me in Paducah.
Mad about you in Elmira?
You better take a ticket to Tacoma.
Take a ticket to Tacoma?
Take a ticket to Tacoma. And just mention my name in Tacoma. It's the greatest little town in the world. I know the big shops in their city hall. They've even got my picture on the post office wall. So mention my name in Tacoma. And if you ever get in a spat, just mention my name. I said mention my name, but please don't tell them where I'm at. I wanna go there. Please don't tell them where I am. It may be Frisco, so please don't tell them where I am.
All right, as we're rounding third and heading to home, I'm going to take a moment to tip my hat to Mac and also to the old codger. A lot of these have their fingerprints on them. Of course, these are not real records. They're files, okay? I don't know where they all came from at this point. It's been years and years. But most of them are probably due to Mac, and you know who the codger is. Okay, anyway, let's see. We're up top here, second set. Let's see. Harry Reaser and his Radio All-Stars. Mysterious Moe's Bunky Doodle I Do was Albert Whalen, and yeah, that's from Australia. That's why it sounds stupid. Three Little Sisters was Woody Herman, and his orchestra Bop Goes My Heart was Marion Hutton. And then we heard two from Marion Hutton's sister, Betty. Murder, He Says, and also It's So Quiet, Blow a Fuse. Now, you know who did a really good cover of that is Björk, okay? I'll see if I can dig that up for you, or you can find it yourself. That's your homework this week, okay? The Martins and the Coys was Ted Weems, along with Elmo Tanner on the voice there, and that was from 1936. Joe Stafford, 1947, that magical year. Feudin' and Fightin', the Hot Dog Man was Sam Third, Therd. Let Me Play With It. Okay. Hartman's Heartbreakers, and that was, of course, the wonderful, sexy, mysterious Betty Lou. A Guy What Takes His Time, one of Mae West's biggest hits from 1933. Bessie Smith, I Need a Little Sugar in My Bowl. And I will move on from that quickly because we could get in trouble. Let's see. Max from the Income Tax was Sophie Tucker, the last of the Red Hot Mamas, was it? I think that was her. And then Mention My Name is Sheboygan was Beatrice Kay from, again, that magical year of 1947. All right, so we're rounding third, headed to home, and coming in home, we're going to have a few more, and then you can go home. But first of all, I need you to get up and kind of dance around the room. And to assist that, we have Pee Wee King as Golden West Cowboys. See ya.
Now honor your partner, now honor your corner.
Now hold your hands in a circle to the left, or circle left, circle left. Now break and trail home in a single file with a lady in a late Indian style. Now stop and swing once in a while. Now first come a balance and swing. Now promenade the outside ring halfway around while a rooster's crow and the bird is singing. Four in a line you stand. Now forward up four. Now fall back four. Now forward up four and a halfway cross and a four stand pat. Now right and left through along that line. Now right and left back, you're doing fine. Now two ladies chain right through the middle. Now chain right back, keep time with the fiddle. Now circle four in the middle of the floor, it's circle four. I'll swing your gal, you swing mine. Oh, by golly, ain't that fine. You swing yours now, swing mine. I'll swing my gal in the old time. Now farmer ring and you make it go, and you make right out with the do-si-do. Do-si-do and a little more do, and the ace is high and the deuce is low. Now go back home and everybody swing a swing. And circle eight, no, get straight, it's circle to the left, and it don't be late. Now the old cat kicked in the yearling ball, and swing you opposite across the hall. Now swing your corner two and swing. Now home you go and everybody swing. And promenade around that ring while the roosters crow and the bird is singing. The geese overhead are on the wing. Now second a couple balance and swing. Now promenade the outside ring halfway around while the roosters crow and the bird is singing. Four in a line you stand. Forward up four. Now fall back four. Now forward up four and halfway cross in a four stand pad. Now right and left through along that line. Now right and left back and stay on time. Now two ladies chain through the center of the set. Now chain right back and you're not through yet, not through yet. Circle four in the middle of the floor and now we'll trade and now we'll swap your pretty gal for my old mop. Now yours is pretty and so is mine. You swing yours now, swing mine. Now circle four in the middle of the floor in a farmer ring and you make it go. Break right up with a do-si-do, do-si-do and a little more do and a big tater root and a little tater-o and a home you go in a circle eight. Now get straight, circle to the left and don't be late. Now all around that left hand lady. Now seesaw around your own dear lady. Now swing your corner with your left hand and a partner ride a right and left hand. Now oats in the barn and a wheat in the stack, and when you meet your partner, turn right back and go the other way. Now up that river and around that bend, and a meet your partner, turn again, a turn again. Now meet your partner, pat her on the head if she don't like biscuits, feed her cornbread and promenade, that's what I said. Promenade, I'm a tutu, and I get along home like you always do.
Everybody's heard of Peter Piper and the peck of pickled peppers that he picked. That's such a silly, simple children's game. It hasn't even got a name. But I'd like to bet that it'll trip you. Like to bet you that you'll have to say you're licked. If Peter Piper you pronounce with ease, then twist your tongue around these. Moses supposes his toes are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously. For Moses, he knows his toes ain't roses, and Moses supposes his toes to be.
That's tongue twister, and seems so easy till a word gets sprung. If you insist you want to try a list, then step up, mister, and twist your tongue.
Now, Kissel will whistle at Bustly Miss Russell, who rustle and bustle till Kissel will roar. So Russell asked Axel for Kissel's dismissal, and this'll teach Kissel to whistle no more.
That's tongue twister, and seems so easy till you twist your tongue.
Tito and Toto were tattooed in Toto, but Toto was only tattooed on his toe. So Toto told Tito where Toto was tattooed, but Tito said Toto's tattoo wouldn't show. Theta Thothora was thumping her thimble, but Thomas Thothora was thumping a drum. Said Theta, if Thora's not thumping her thimble, I think that she surely is thumping her thumb.
It's Thumb Twister, and seems so easy till the word gets sprung. If you insist you want to try a list, then step up, mister, and twist your tongue.
Now, Charlie is cherry when choosing his cheeses, and cheese is a challenge when Charlie arrives. But Charlie is charming and chooses a cheddar, then chills it and chips it and chops us some chives. Hedda is hoping to hop to Tahiti to hack a hibiscus to hang on her hat. Now, Hedda has hundreds of hats in her hat rack, so how can her hop to Tahiti help that?
Snobby Miss Nora sniffing a snuffer. The snuff has no sniff and it makes Nora sneeze. When snide Alice Norton hears Nora sneezing, she snappily snorts Nora sneezing a breeze. Sheila is selling her shop at the seashore, for shops at the seashore are so to lose. Now she's not so sure of what she should be selling. Should Sheila sell seashells or should she sell shoes?
Tom Twister, and seems so easy till the work gets sprung. If you insist you want to try a list, then snap up, mister, and twist.
Twister for Twistle was trying to whistle, but Twister for twisted his tongue.
Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good?